Hey everybody, it's Wednesday and I'm Matthew Laria. You're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over the broadcast today, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today again for your Word. Lord, we're asking you for revelation of it. We're asking you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I want to start today's broadcast by going over to the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, and I want to look there at verse 15. Now we've been talking about victory in chaotic times this week on the broadcast. And friend, if your eyes are open and you have a pulse, you know that we're living in very chaotic times. In 2020, we saw the pandemic, we saw political unrest, economical upheaval. We saw riots and hatred, division. And the scripture told us that these things would come in the times that we're living in. And what we're talking about this week on the broadcast is how do we maneuver inside this environment so that we're not overtaken and defeated by it. And Jesus prayed a wonderful prayer for you and me in John 17, verse 15. He prayed this, "Father, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil." And so, friend, what this reveals to us is that it's possible to be in the middle of something, but not be touched by it. I want to say that to you again. It's possible to be in the middle of something, in the middle of a hostile and dangerous environment, and not be touched by it. This is what Jesus prayed. He didn't pray that the Father would just bring us to heaven. He prayed that he would keep us from the evil in the earth. And so I want to look at a scripture in Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, because scripture bears this truth out, that it's possible to be in the middle of something dangerous, hostile, and not be touched by it. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had been thrown into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow down and worship the gods that Nebuchadnezzar had created. And so they were thrown into a fiery furnace, which I would say is a very dangerous and hostile environment. I'm sure you would too. And in verse 25, Nebuchadnezzar said this, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt." Verse 27 says, "Upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed upon them." And so, friend, they were thrown into that fiery furnace, but not touched by it. We see this again in Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den because he kept praying when they put a law that said you couldn't pray to the God Daniel was praying to. Well, he prayed anyway and got thrown into the lion's den. And this is what it said in verse 22 of Daniel chapter 6. Daniel said this, "My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouths, that they have not hurt me." And so we have scriptural precedent that it is possible to be in the middle of something dangerous, but not be touched by it. And friend, that should be very exciting to you and me, because we've acknowledged earlier this week on the broadcast that we do live in a dangerous and hostile environment, but just because we do doesn't mean we have to be defeated by it. Now go with me to Jeremiah chapter 17, and I want to look at a scripture here in verse 5, and you'll see this even more clearly. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5, and it says this. It said, "Cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord." Went on to say in verse 6, "For he will be like the heath in the desert and will not see when good comes, but shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness and in the salt land and not inhabited." Now, what was that person's problem? Their problem was that they didn't put their trust in the Lord. They believed wrong. And friend, here's the thing, believing wrong will make you vulnerable in a hostile environment. I want to say that to you again. Believing wrong will make you vulnerable in a hostile environment. We talked earlier on the broadcast this week that faith is our victory. It's how we overcome. It's how we win in this hostile environment. Faith in God, believing right, trusting Him, following Him, saying what He says, doing what He says. That is our victory. That is how we win. And so believing wrong does the opposite. It's going to make you vulnerable in this environment. And so you and I need to make sure that we put our trust in the Lord in this environment that we live in. This scripture went on to say in verse 7, "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he will be as a tree," or he'll be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river and will not see when heat comes, but her leaf will be green, and she will not be careful in the year of drought, neither will she cease from yielding fruit. And so here you have a tree that is in the middle of a very dangerous and hostile environment. You know, heat and drought to a tree, very dangerous, very hostile. And yet we have this tree that is flourishing right in the middle of this dangerous environment. It's bearing fruit, its leaf is staying green, and yet there's drought, there's heat, and it's not affecting this tree. Now here's the exciting part. It said the person that puts their trust in the Lord will be like this tree. What does that mean? That means that faith gives me the ability to be in a hostile environment but not be touched by it. I want to say that to you again. Faith gives me the ability to live in a hostile environment but not be touched by it. This tree was in a hostile environment, but it kept flourishing. And the scripture told us that the person that puts their trust in the Lord will be like this tree. They will flourish no matter what environment they're in. You see, verse 7 said this. It said, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." Well, that word blessed is not just a religious term, you know, where I'm blessed, you're blessed, God bless you. It's not just a religious term. The blessing of the Lord is empowerment. Proverbs 10:22 said, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich." And so the blessing is the supernatural ability to prosper in a hostile environment. And when you put your faith in God, that faith hooks you to something, and that faith hooks you to someone in that environment you're in. Faith in God hooks you to the blessing, and it hooks you to God. And being hooked to God and being hooked to the blessing, you can flourish in any environment. And so that should be very encouraging us today, because no matter how chaotic the times get, no matter how hostile the environment becomes, through our faith in God, we can hook to the blessing and we can stay hooked to the Lord and prosper right in the middle of the environment that we're living in. And so you can see, let's actually go back to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, and let's read that scripture as we're closing today's broadcast. You can see the reality of this scripture played out in other verses, because 1 John 5:4 said this, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Faith is our victory. It hooks us to God. It hooks us to the blessing. And faith gives us the ability to live in a dangerous environment and not be touched by it. And so, friend, you can see that the issue is not the environment that we live in. The issue is the faith. Because if we'll believe right and trust God, faith will actually make moot the environment that we live in. See, that tree was in a hostile environment, but because it trusted in the Lord, come on, because it was hooked to the river, the environment no longer mattered. And this is what faith does. Faith makes the environment a non-issue. And so as you and I learn the principles of faith and practice those principles in our lives, faith becomes our victory. It gives us the ability to be here, but not be touched by the danger that's here. Doesn't mean we won't have challenges. Doesn't mean we won't have attacks. Doesn't mean we won't encounter problems. What it does mean is if we'll live by faith, we can experience victory over every one of them. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, it's possible to be in the middle of something dangerous, but not be touched by it. Number two, faith gives us the ability to live in a dangerous and hostile environment and not be affected by it. And number three, faith is our victory. It's how we overcome. It hooks us to God, it hooks us to the blessing, and that gives us the ability to flourish no matter what environment we're in. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that there is a way to walk in victory in these chaotic times. And Lord, we're asking you to teach us the principles of faith, help us to put them into practice in our lives so that we can overcome everything that comes against us. And Lord, we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this teaching about victory in these chaotic times. We'll see you then.